Yeah, so at the library, I can't upload even a 3-minute BitChute video. So if the videos were all in a mess because I uploaded them from my phone at Maxima supermarket with occasional interactions with security guards who, just walked past a few times. Yeah, so if you see, the way money for me represents the last tiny bit of freedom possible. That's all it represents to me. And because I have so little of it, something like internet is an absolute luxury. Even food is a luxury. Because the reason I exist, even though it's very misleading, as I say, don't stumble upon one video and think you understand anything I'm talking about. There's 1400 videos and there's 26 books, and I really think you need to read all of them, or at least in some cases parts of all of them. And please download and read my novels because I want some feedback on them. In terms of, remember Epicureans were totally misrepresented by the Catholics and by their enemies, philosophical adversaries. A real Epicurean is about optimalization. When I say the only reason to live is pleasure, even the Epicureans said the same thing, but they recognize you need to go about. It's like people who misrepresent Adam Smith and that most famous essay, The Tragedy of the Commons, when the actual full title is The Tragedy of the Unregulated Commons, the Unmanaged Commons, which, and it's all in these details. Everything's misrepresented by omitting a word. So with the Epicureans, it's the same thing. They're not just what's that word? They're not just that. They don't just blindly seek immediate pleasure. But surely there's anybody who claims the purpose for life is anything now other than pleasure. Now remember, there's many different synonyms for pleasure. There's satisfaction, yeah, which means that someone can find pain pleasurable in the sense that it's satisfying. We don't normally think of conflict as pleasure, but the pleasure of reading a book or watching a film is watching how people overcome the conflict. That's the satisfaction, the character trajectory, the plot trajectory, how the problem is solved. The problems are not technically pleasurable. But we hate an insoluble problem, yeah? We hate subjects we're bad at where we can't answer the questions given to us. But we gain great satisfaction when we have the tools to solve. So you have to. So you can't understand how frustrating it is for me when my body temperature just suddenly skyrockets. And you have to remember that thinking and talking, the brain uses most of the energy, the glycogen in the body. And the most, in terms of your nervous system, one of the most nerve-wracking experiences is the anticipation of attempting a communication with another human being. Yeah, the body recognizes this as a threat. Yeah, as a potential threat, as a huge risk. Anytime you attempt to communicate, to share what's in your mind with another mind, this entails massive risks. Yeah, the risks of being enslaved and deceived and abused, and there's so many things can go wrong as we look around us in the world and see. Yes. And this is anyone who says, why do you want privacy? What do you have to hide? Well, ask your nervous system, what does it have to hide? Why does your pulse and everything race? Why do a lot of people start sweating? And I'm talking normal people. I'm not talking about unusual situations. Most people avoid confrontation, what they call confrontation. They avoid public conflict. They even avoid interactions which are authentic at any level. How many authentic interactions can you count in the last year where you've really said what you were really thinking, where you haven't hidden what you were really thinking behind a mask, where you hadn't had to play games to try to find things out without revealing too much yourself? So, yeah, this is all explained in my books. And so that's why I don't wear a shirt, because my pulse just, and my, I don't want to be sweating profusely and uncomfortable and overheating my brain, my CPU. So yeah, let's see if I can try to go back. Yes, pleasure. It's not about immediate pleasure. It's about the satisfaction of existing. Experience engines. Experience itself is a positive thing when you compare it to boredom. Boredom is the thing we require relief from. Anybody who's been stuck in a very boring situation, if they've got any sort of intelligence and creativity, even then their pulse. When I was donating plasma one time, generally I've got a perfect, what they call textbook pulse. And so one time when they left me waiting, I get really impatient with people. I in fact get furious with people for not respecting other people's time. It's one of the sins that are unforgivable. We have so little time, and the biggest disrespect you can show somebody is wasting somebody else's time by not listening to them, by not preparing, by not being on time. So when I was left to wait at the plasma bank to donate, my pulse raced, and when they checked my pulse, it was really high, and they said, I can't donate today. And I said, well, no, look, give me 5 minutes and come back and test it. They didn't believe me, but they came back in 5 minutes and had textbook pulse again. So, you know, relief from boredom is a huge thing. If you're conscious, if consciousness is what exists, and it's the only thing that needs to exist, consciousness and the ability to maybe store consciousness, to have memory, and I go into detail in my books. People who haven't actually read my books are in for a real treat, really, a huge pleasure, a very satisfying experience. You're going to have your idea of dominion and free will totally battered. Your ego is going to be demolished in a way that no drug can do. But you're going to come out as a gamer, yeah, understanding the original purposes that we had for experience engines. Or the understanding why experience engines self-generate. Their motive is in consciousness itself, the desire to have experience and not to be bored. Our brain doesn't switch off. For better or worse, it doesn't switch off until electrical activity stops. And then we don't know what happens to consciousness. Okay, so don't jump on words and go, oh, he's all about pleasure. Oh, he just wants to be lazy and sit around and have pleasure. Now, as you can tell from my lifestyle, I do not seek immediate pleasure. I sacrifice immediate pleasure for something long-term and more satisfying. That's what intelligence enables. And that's the biggest hardship in trying to be a philosopher king, is to get other people on board, to be willing to sacrifice immediate pleasures for something more enduring and more valuable. I'll have to stop the video and start again. And if they upload in the wrong order, don't complain, because it's very hard to edit anything. I can't edit anything. But the last point on this little video, yeah, the point was, for me, 1 euro means an extra day when I can survive and be free and continue with my enterprise. as hard as it is. That's the reason for living this enterprise of mine, this Trinetinal enterprise. And the reason for that in the long run is to have a game that's satisfying. Yeah, eternal game that's satisfying. So I don't spend money on things like Wi-Fi. If I happen to have extra money for in a month that I could have bought Wi-Fi with, I don't. I keep it because it means future potential. But if you want to sponsor Wi-Fi for me, then send the money and state that in the comment. Say, Marcus, Wi-Fi. So I have no choice in the matter. Okay, stop and start.